This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. We're in Port of Spain, Trinidad, and we're at the Queen's Royal Oval, which is a cricket stadium, and we just finished the Caribbean Chess Carnival. I have with me Mr. Aubrey Capel. He's an international arbiter. He's from Suriname, and he taught me some new words in his language, and so I would like to say, Fawaka, Alassani Bon.
Yeah, Alassani Bon. You pick up very fast, man.
Yes, I had a good teacher. So, first of all, I'd like to say you all have done well. Suriname took home a number of different prizes. How many players did you bring?
No, we were the group were about say 12 players in total. We also had some parents of the youngsters in the group. The total group from Suriname is about 20 people in total.
Okay, that's including the whole delegation with the parents and.
Yes, that's including the whole delegation, parents and people who are supporting the group. This is our, I think, about third or fourth time coming into Trinidad, and people, we are looking forward to coming to Suriname, because this is a great opportunity for the youngsters to come over here, because they're training the whole year just to be in Trinidad, just to play the Open, because they heard of it, and they all want to join in and have some fun in Trinidad.
Okay, well, in terms of Suriname chess, how is that developing? Is it you have a good sized community, or is it you're still trying to build your foundation?
We're still trying. What we're doing now, we got an agreement with the government to start by beginning of the new school year. That's somewhere in October. To start with the programs, it's a pilot project to start in the areas, some areas to every chess club takes about 3 chess schools in their area. And from there on, we teach the children the beginning of chess. We're trying to get chess in the schools, but it's not really there yet. But we have 5 chess clubs, so we will start with 15 schools and find them to learn chess into the, that's more in the evening to have the children come in, and from there on we will try to get to the next level. We already have a good foundation we have, but it's time to go bigger. It's time to go bigger. We have roughly about 400 players, and the majority of them are youngster. But we want to make the bases bigger. We want to have at least, 1,000 players, and from there on, you could build upwards to get to the peak. Just like a pyramid, you have very large bases, and then go work up to your... Our goal is to get probably maybe next year or within 2 years to get our first FIDE master, because we don't have a master yet. We have about 4 candidate master, but our goal is also to work upwards to get to the next level.
Now, there's a player I met in 2007 at this same tournament, Roger Matoe. He was also at the Olympiad in Dresden, 2008. Will Suriname be in Siberia this year?
Suriname will be in Siberia with a men's team and a women team. Our Matui is our national champion. I think this is his 10th time being champion of Suriname. We're looking at him. He has the possibility to become our first female master. Is that we are trying to get him to get further. And in the women's, we have a very young lady. She is now a woman FIDE master, and we are focusing on those two to get just like Trinidad having some more masters. Yes, because we get jealous if you see, oh, Trinidad got so many FIDE masters and Barbados got an IMs. But we now have our coach. We have a coach from Cuba, Mr. Betancourt, He is working with the Olympia team, the men's and the women, and he is training them. And I think we definitely will see some results at the Olympia.
So give me your impressions on this tournament in terms of the conditions and the level of organization, and do you see any kind of pointers that you can take back to Suriname that may help the country develop its chess?
Yes, this tournament, especially the open section, we looking at organizing a Suriname Open, and the level of competition, the way everything is organized, and the youngsters and the Open, they play in one group, but we'll see how we could build on that. We have seen how they put up all the masters and so the other conditions. So it is a very good tournament. I'm also happy to be here because of Trinidad. I became an international master because I did my course here in 2006, and then I passed and I got became a PD arbiter. And after 2 years of the Open, I was able to get to the international master. So I'm very grateful of being here in Trinidad. I love Trinidad, and I will always come back.
Well, it was a pleasure meeting you. I know we shared the same guest house, and we shared meals, and as well as vocabulary. So maybe one day I can get you to come to the States, and you will be able to see how chess tournaments are done there. Is there anything you want to leave with the Chess Drum audience?
No, I would like to say, Trayari Kona Trinidad Kolukusa Ipsa Jaso.
And the translation?
You're welcome to come to Trinidad. Come and enjoy and have some fun.
All right. Well, on that note, we'll close out, and thank you for the interview, and have a safe trip back to Suriname.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you well.
Okay. This is Daim Shabazz, and we're leaving Port of Spain.